Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Shire of Meriden Ordinary Council meeting for Tuesday, the 25th of March, 2025. I would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I would also like to welcome those in attendance and declare the meeting opened at 4 p.m. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute-taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all right in relation to its copyright. So, Tom, would you like to come up? I was going to make you come up. Stand here next to me. So, on January the 26th, I had the absolute privilege to present the 2025 Auspicious Community Citizen of the Year Awards at the Meriden Australia Day breakfast. It was a fantastic to see so many people attended on the morning to allow Australians to come together as a nation to reflect, respect, and celebrate. On the day, the winner of the 2025 Youth Community Citizen of the Year was unable to attend, and so I'd like to take this moment to recognise that person here today and present him with his award. Tom exemplifies outstanding maturity, respect, and responsibility well beyond his years. His commitment to his club is unmatched as he actively participates in various capacity, whether as a player, volunteer, or committee member. Tom is always willing to lend a hand, approaching every task with a positive attitude and a strong sense of dedication. His community-minded approach and passion for the success of both his club and the broader community are evident in everything he does. Recognised as a Young Club Person of the Year in 2023, Tom has continued to uphold and embody this admirable quality throughout 2024. So I would like to congratulate you on being named Community Youth Citizen of the Year, Tom. Well done. Thank you. You can say a few words.
Speech, speech. Hold
on. Thanks to the person that nominated me for this. It's a massive honour. And yeah, I'm happy we'll have to get it. So thank you.
Yeah. You don't have to stay. You can go, but we're here for a long time. You can stay if you want to. Hey?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay, two, record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. The council in attendance today are Councillor Crook, Councillor Anderson, Councillor Billing, Councillor McKenzie, Councillor O'Neill, Councillor Simmons by Zoom, Councillor Vandermeer. Staff in attendance are Ms. Watts, Ms. Baum, Mr. Carr, Ms. Brindley Mullen, Mr. Zenny, Ms. White, Ms. Brins, and oh, Cody was here. Ms. Spinboy. The member of publics in attendance were Mrs. Downsborough and Mr. Tom Downsborough. Deputy President Councillor Manning is an apology for this meeting and there are no leave of absence. Councillor Simmons' attendance via Zoom was approved by myself in advance in accordance with Regulation 14.C2B of the Local Government Administration Amendment Regulations of 2022. Three, public question time. There's nobody else out there. Four, disclosure of interest is nil. Oh, sorry, that's mine. You did write on that one. Sorry. Councillor Crook declared a proximity interest in item 12.4. Five, applications for leave of absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for any upcoming meetings? Item six, petitions and presentations is nil. Item seven, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. Could someone please move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that the following minutes be confirmed as true and accurate records of proceedings. One ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of February 2025 and two special council meeting held on the 10th of March 2025.
Can we have a seconder for that? Councillor McKenzie? Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Mend, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to vote by a show of hands. All in favour? You can see her hand. Carried 7-0. Item 8, announcements by the persons presiding without discussion is nil. Item 9, matters which the meeting may be closed to the public is 19.1, the Siaka housing support request. Item 10, receipt of minutes of the meetings. Could I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor McKenzie.
The council received the minutes of the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held on the 13th of February 2025. Received the minutes of the Central East Accommodation and Care Alliance Incorporated Management Committee meetings held on the 24th of February 2025, and received the minutes of the Webelt North Regional Road Group Kalbarran Subgroup meeting held on 7th March 2025.
Can I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor Vandermeer, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 12, Office of Report Development Services. 12.1, application for development approval, telecommunication infrastructure lot 17079, Kabelka Road, Kabel. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor O'Neill.
That Council 1 grants development approval for the erection of telecommunication infrastructure comprising of a single 30-metre telecommunications tower, a combination of dual-pole parabolic antennas, dishes and sector antennas, as well as a sea container housing communications equipment on lot 17079, Kabelka Road, Corbel, as outlined in attachment 12.1A, and 2 advises that the applicant that the proposed development comprises of Class 10 structures under the National Construction Codes BCA. The construction of Class 10 structures outside of town site boundaries within the Shire of Meriden does not require a building permit. However, it is the responsibility of the applicant to ensure that the proposed structures comply with all structural requirements specified by the relevant Australian standards.
Thank you, Councillor O'Neill. Can I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak for the motion, Councillor?
No, thank you.
Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak?
That's fine, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to vote by the show of hands. All in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 12.2, application for development approval, group dwelling lot 500, number 60 Fitzpatrick Road, Hines Hill. Could I have please have a mover for the motion on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 grants development planning approval for the placement and use of 2 grouped relocatable dwellings on lot 500, number 60 Fitzpatrick Road, Hines Hill, as outlined in attachment 12.2A, subject to A, the removal of all asbestos containing materials from both the relocatable dwellings prior to the placement on site of lot 500, number 60 Fitzpatrick Road, Hines Hill, B, provision of potable water to the dwelling via mains water supply or suitable on-site rainwater tank storage prior to occupation. C, the connection of each dwelling to an off-site effluent disposal system in accordance with the requirements of the Health Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1911 prior to occupation. And 2, advises the applicant that A, the granting of planning approval does not constitute a building permit, and that an application for building permit must be submitted to the Shire of Meriden and be approved before any building work can be commenced on site, and B, an application for an on-site effluent disposal system must be submitted to the Shire of Meriden and be approved before any work of the installation of the effluent disposal system can commence on site.
Thank you, Councillor Billing. You may have a drink.
I have a comment.
Can I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Bling, would you like to speak for the motion?
No.
Councillor Vandermeer, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 12.3 is proposed Shire of Meriden Local Government Property Amendment Law. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on screen? Councillor Anderson.
Councillor One, give a local public notice in accordance with section 3.123A of the Local Government Act 1995, saying that A, it is proposed to make the Shire of Meriden local government property amendment local law and summary of its purpose and effect. B, copies of the proposed local law may be inspected at the Shire offices used during normal opening, and C, submissions about the proposal local law may be given to the Shire within a period of not less than 6 weeks after the notice is given. Two, sends a copy of the proposed local law to the Chief Executive Officer of the Department of Local Government, Sport, Cultural Industries, in accordance with S3.123B of the Local Government Act 95. As soon as the notice is given, three, supply a copy of the proposed law to any person requesting it in accordance with S3.123C of the Local Government Act 1995, and four, present the local results of the public consultation to council for consideration of any submissions received at a future meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Anderson. Can I have a second for the motion? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Anderson, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you.
Councillor McKenzie, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 7-0. 12.4. I have declared a proximity interest and I leave the chambers at now.
What else? So in the absence of the Deputy Shire President, councillors are requested to nominate a councillor to preside over this item. Nomination, please.
I nominate Mr. Vandermeer.
I second Councillor Vandermeer to be nominated.
That's why we need a president.
Excellent. So Councillor Billing, was it Councillor Vandermeer?
Yes, it was.
Councillor McKenzie, Councillor Vandermeer.
And then that
can up. Councillor O'Neill, do you want to still nominate? No? Okay. Can I have a show of hands, please, to confirm that Councillor Vandermeer will preside over item 12.4? Councillor Simmons, do you vote on that one? Sorry, I didn't see your hand. Thank you. Excellent. I'll hand the meeting over to Councillor Vandermeer.
Back. Just going to read this.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Can I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor McKenzie.
The council advises the West Australian Planning Commission that it has no objection to the proposed subdivision application in brackets WAPC number 201381 in bracket, resulting in the creation of a new 4.1 hectare freehold lot from existing lot 28518. And portion of the railway reserve in Newcarney as identified in catchment 12.4 capital A.
Thank you, Councillor McKenzie. Can I please have a seconder for the motion, Councillor O'Neill? Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you.
Councillor O'Neill?
Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? No. There being no debate, I'll put the motion to a vote by show of hands. All those in favour?
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Sure. Done. Welcome back. Welcome. Future president.
Item 13, Office Report Engineering Services, Neil. Item 14, Officer's report, corporate and community services, 14.1, statement of financial activities, January 2025. I please have a move for the resolution on the screen. Councillor McNeill.
Move that council receive the statements of financial activity and investment report for the period ending 31st of January 2025 in accordance with the regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
Can I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor McKenzie, would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 14.2, statement of financial activity, February 2025. Could I please have a move for the motion on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
Council received the detailed statements, capital works progress and investment report for the period ending 28 February 2025 in accordance with Regulation 34 of Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
I have a seconder for the motion. Thank you. Councillor Anderson. Would you like to speak for the motion, Councillor Anderson?
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. 14.3, list of accounts paid February 2025. Could I please have a mover for the resolution? Councillor Vandermeer.
Council received the schedule of accounts paid during February 2025 as listed, covering checks, EFTs, directly debited payments and wages, as numbered and totalling $797,948.60 from the Meriden Shire Council Municipal Bank account and $0 from the Meriden Shire Council Trust Bank account.
Can I please have a seconder? Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I put the motion to a vote by show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. 14.4, creation of a new housing reserve and update of policy 3.18. Could I please have a mover for the motion? Councillor McKenzie.
The council, one, approves the creation of a new reserve account, housing reserve. Two, authorises the purpose, calculation, basis and target balance as per the below table, which at the top of the table's got reserve name and the housing reserve. And number three is adopt the revised policy 3.18 financial reserves as presented in attachment 14 for capital A.
Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. Councillor McKenzie, would you like to speak for the motion?
I think it's a great idea.
Councillor O'Neill?
No, thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further developments.
Nothing. This is to build multiple houses is going to cost multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars. So something that's definitely, you know, once you want to start replacing housing stock, which is old stock, it's a big step. So it's not a small step, it's a massive reserve that has to be made.
Yep, I agree. So there being no further debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. 14.5, budget review, March 2025. Could I please have a move for the motion on the screen? Councillor Billing.
I move that Council 1 approves the review of the 2024-25 annual budget, budget review 2 as at 28th February 2025, 2 authorises the recommended budget amendments as detailed in attachments 14.5A and 14.5B, and 3 provides a copy of the 2024-25 annual budget review and determination to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries in accordance with Regulation 33A of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996.
Can I please have a second for the motion? Councillor McKenzie. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor McKenzie.
No, it was a very good briefing a couple of weeks ago. It makes sense and I like the way that we're being a little bit more conscious of where the money's going.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Would anyone else like to speak for the motion? There being no further debate, I put the motion to the vote by show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 14.6, Meriden Blue Light Unit Partnership. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? I'll move it. That Council 1 directs the Chief Executive's Office to cease all action in relation to Resolution 82951 from the Ordinary Council meeting of the 28th of June 2022 pertaining to entering into an agreement with the Meriden Blue Light Unit. And 2, notes that a future report will be provided to Council for consideration should the Meriden Blue Light Unit reform or a similar service organisation in Meriden is formed. Can I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor O'Neill. I think we've had a discussion on this previously about why this needs to be in place, so I'm happy to sit as it is. Councillor O'Neill, I think.
No, thank you.
Is anyone allowed to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to a vote by a show of hands. All in favour? Carried 7-0. 14.7, Policy Review, Sporting Infrastructure Renewal. Can I please have a mover for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
Council adopts Policy 6.19, Sporting Infrastructure Renewal Policy, with changes as presented in Attachment 14.7b.
Could I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Anderson. Would you like to speak to for the motion, Councillor Vandermeer? Councillor Anderson.
Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 15, Officer Report Administration, 15.1, Status Report, March 2025. Would someone like to move the resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor O'Neill.
The Council receives the Status Report on Council Resolutions for March 2025.
Can I please have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor O'Neill, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Vandermeer.
No.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, I'll put the motion to the vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 16, motion of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 17, question by members of which due notice have been given is nil. 18, urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision is nil. Item 19, matters behind closed doors. In accordance with Section 5.232E23 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Could I please have a move for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Vandermeer.
I move that Council move behind closed doors and that standing order be suspended at 4:23 p.m.
Could I please have a seconder? Councillor Kenzie. I'll put the motion to vote by a show of hands. All those in favour? Councillor Anderson?
Next question. Next.
Are you in favour? You don't want to go behind closed doors?
Oh, sorry, that one. I'll do. Next part, sorry. Wrong part.
Sorry.
I'm reading ahead.
Okay, carried 7-0.
Sorry.
I'll now read the resolution that was passed behind closed doors. Item 19.1, Sieka Housing Support Request. Councillor Billing moved and Councillor Vandermeer second. That Council 1 confirms its continued support on the existing Sieka units. 2, confirms its previous resolution to support the Sieka request for the DPLH transfer of land forming part of Reserve 13876 for expansion of the facility subject to the associated planning amendments. And 3, confirms its previous resolution that Shoal will not provide further funds towards constructing additional Sieka units and confirms this in writing.
Chair, part 2, have the Sieka committing funds to the construction.
Oh, sorry. We just read Section 2 again confirms its previous resolution to support SIACA request for the DPLH transfer of land forming part of Reserve 13876 for conversion of the facility, subject to SIACA committing funding to the construction of additional units and obtaining associated planning amendments. And 3 confirms its previous resolution, the Shire will not provide further funds towards constructing additional SIACA units, and confirms this in writing. And it was carried 5-2. Item 20, closure. There being no further business, I would like to thank all you those in attendance and declare the meeting closed at 8:30.